I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right. Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know what it is. Your boy FIFA 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today we are doing a friend of the show, Vernon Harris, Alive, not living. Yeah, that shit. I wanted to say alien. That shit was throwing me all the way off. I want to say he was it 2 years ago now? One day, joined the Patreon and interviewed us. Right, that was them.
Yeah.
Yep, they interviewed us with their slot, with their Patreon. And it was interesting but dope because they took advantage of the situation in a very good way. And Vernon, and I can't remember his partner, the producer and also the rapper.
Yeah, he was on here. Yeah.
What's his name? Nikosi Kamal. Yeah. And they let us listen to a project. I can't remember. It's FIFA
American
talking.
Gothic, I believe.
Okay. And really liked that project. And starting off with this one, Ken, you know how we do it. We start off with the actual report card. So the features, there was only one feature, Nikosi Kamal. How did you feel about Nikosi?
Yeah, I thought the feature was good. I give it a B. Yeah. I thought it was good.
I like that song too. I give it a B. The production, Ken, what do you give it?
I like the production as well. I would say, I'd say B. There were like three that I thought were really good.
Sure, there's only four on here.
Oh.
Or five. But
there was, yeah, there was one that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad, but yeah, it wasn't really anything like super special or whatever.
I give it a C+.
Okay.
And the reason being, I'm taking in the engineer, the mixing, everything. I'm like, not just the beats, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel what Vernon is trying to do is really dope, but it's also, there's a level of intricacy to take that music to the next level that I feel he doesn't have. So I don't know if, because I know he produces, I know his boy Nikosi produces as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they don't have like the right production kits. I don't know if they have the right engineer. I don't know what part of the process isn't there. But when I listened to this one, Kev, from a production standpoint, it sounded like it held them back. Not that the production was bad, but you know, somebody like on the song Broke, right? Like I could hear Kenny Mason on it, right? Like it's guitars and all of that type of shit is loud. It's in your face, but it's like there's an element of it missing. So that's why I'm giving it a C+. I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's where it should be right now.
Yeah. Okay.
When it comes to the rapping, singing, what do you give them?
I thought the rapping was good, actually. And I thought the storytelling was good. So yeah, I'm at a B. I'm at a B.
Yeah, I'm at a B too. I feel like Vernon has another level or two that he can get to. But going back to the production, I don't think the production is pushing him that far. But not a bad thing. But I give him a B. Overall, can I give him a B? I feel like this was a very short, sweet, simple project. 5 songs, 16 minutes. So, you know, it comes and goes. Not a bad thing. But definitely an audible treat. So I think it's very solid. But again, I think the thing that holds me back a lot is the production. So a B.
Yeah, I think overall, I'm with you on a B. I enjoyed listening to it, but it was the last two tracks for me that, although they were not bad tracks, it's five songs and 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you have to be really, really, really specific about your song selection.
Yeah.
And those last two did not leave me ending on a high note. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kind of started to pull back on some of my grades early on, was because Stuck was one where I was like, the beat's not bad, but it's not anything special. It's like,
it's holding them back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And for glittering gold, that was cool. But again, you know,
the thing when I listen to Vernon is that he is an eclectic rapper, in my opinion. He could go a lot of different places, and I feel those last two songs. And I 100% agree with you, Ken. It felt like he was stuck in the beat. And it, you know how like sometimes we talk about sports and a team plays down to the level of competition. Mm-hmm. I felt like he rapped down to the level of the beat, and it just didn't he didn't do nothing special. Like it was just like, oh, okay, the beat was in, you was in.
Yeah, like Shanae, I thought Shanae was really good. Mm. You know, I liked the beat there. I liked what he was doing there. I thought, especially coming off the second track, which I think is Broke, I thought both of them performed really, really well there. Live Not Living was a great energetic opening. It's just, it didn't close strong for me. It was just like, look, I gave you three good songs, and now I'm not going to mess it up from here. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just gonna cruise to the end. You know, first three quarters were great. We got a good 10, 15 point lead. Mm-hmm. We don't have to really play that hard to get to the end of the game to win it. You know, so but overall the talent, everything is there, but with everything that's going on with hip hop right now, this is a very competitive sport, and rappers are being reminded of that. Mm-hmm. And you have to be different. You have to be competitive. You have to try to be your best every time you come out, because everybody else out there is trying to take your spot. It's only so many spots you have in a person's ear.
100%.
So,
or in their playlist or their phone.
Yeah,
or
what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's limited. And then the thing is, you know, this is why we always talk about replay value. Something that Michael Jordan said when he was young in the league, he was like, I play hard every night because I try to give everybody a show, because you never know that this might be the first time somebody's watching me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in hip hop, you got to take that approach. This might be the first time somebody's listening to you, especially when you are an ascending artist. This might be the first time, like, you want to leave them like, oh shit, like, I've been fucking up. I need to share this with people. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like, again, this is not a bad project. I don't know if it has high replay value for me, and I don't know if I'm sharing it like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not a bad, you know, joint. If somebody asked me specifically, like, hey, you know, is there anybody underground that hasn't bubbled up yet, nobody's radar, that I should check out for? 100%. Mm-hmm. But if somebody says, hey man, you know, have you listened to a project lately that you would recommend? It's not coming to mind.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend this one to anybody that's looking for somebody to do. Like, I was like, okay.
Specific.
You know, I'm like, all right, this is good. Still rapping well. I enjoy listening to it, you know, but it's going to stop there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's good enough. You keeping me around as a fan, as a person that enjoys the music, to get to the next project. And you have to do that. You have to keep people around. But and maybe this was one of those, you know, we're just gonna get in there, we're gonna make some songs, we're gonna just make sure that we stay fresh, that our, you know, lyrical exercise or whatever the shit Jay had. And that's it, you know. But and I'm like, okay, they still got it. Mm-hmm. But next step.
Elevation.
What's next step? Yeah.
Elevation.
Yeah. So, but I think people listening to this should definitely listen to them. You know, I think what this showed is that it wasn't a one-off. you know, with the one that we listen to. But yeah, yeah, it's like it's next steps.
Yep. So yeah, y'all already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We be back tomorrow. I don't know if you're gonna like what we got tomorrow though. We out. Peace.
Peace.